Yesterday, we were discussing about the Buddha's, one of the Buddha's qualities. Namely, Buddha has realized the peace and teaches the Dharma for the sake of peace or extinguishing kilesas. Namely, Prene Buddho Sobhagava, Prene Banaya, Dhammanti Seti. Buddha has attained the Nirvana after extinguishing all kilesas. And he teaches the Dharma to all beings with compassion for the sake of extinguishing kilesas and attainment of Nirvana. So, this is to extinguish kilesas and attain Nirvana with the practice with compassionate feeling. As for the Buddha, he has extinguished all kilesas without any trace. And he wanted, with the practice of the three trainings, namely morality training, concentration training, and wisdom training, or in a sense, the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana, he has extinguished all kilesas. That was the real motive behind his teachings, and nothing else. Because kilesas tend to torment, undermine, or persecute all beings who are not free from kilesas. It is known as defilements. It causes impurities and suffering in the minds of the beings. So kilesas cause impurity and degradation. Hence, they are known as defilements. And the Buddha has only one purpose in teaching, namely to extinguish all kilesas and to realize Nirvana and none other. When he preaches the Dharma, Buddha himself has extinguished all kilesas without any trace left behind, without any defilements in him, namely, he has no pride or conceit, mana, he has no attachment to anything, dana, and he does not hold any wrong view, dhiti. So, he teaches the Dharma freely with pure purpose. And those who practice in accordance with the Buddha's teaching are bound to extinguish these kilesas if they undertake the practice. Hence, the Buddha's teachings. Just listening to such teachings is not enough if you do not undertake the practice. If you only know the method but not undertake the practice, then you will not be achieving the Buddha's purpose of teaching. So in order to achieve the purpose, one must not only know the method, but also undertake the practice. Then only one will become a disciple, the Buddha's disciple, known as Savaka. So, and also we are talking about a Kilesa Parinibbana, as there are three kinds, out of three kinds of Parinibbana. And also the five steps of freeing the mind. In short, they are to realize Nirvana. Instead of Nirvana, we mention Pre-Nibbana or Nibbuti. This also has a meaning, has a connotation of extinguishing kilesas and attainment of Nirvana. In this way, yesterday, we touched on the five steps of freeing the mind, namely the Dhyana Nibbana of the Dhyana Nibbuddha. Wake up, the Dhyana means the temporary, momentary, or for the time being, realizing extinction of kilesas. And Vekamana Nibbana or Vekamana Nibbuti, distance extinguishing by distancing them or keeping them in abeyance, one is overcoming the defilements. And then samucheda nibbana, or samucheda nibbuti, that is cutting off or eradicating the defilements. And in this way, one achieves peace or nibbana. And patipasati nibbana or patipasati nibbuti. With the repeated practice, one overcomes or extinguishes the defilements. And then nisarana nibbana or nisarana nibbuti, the total eradication or liberation of the mind by realizing nibbana. Out of these five steps or kinds of nibbuti, peace or liberation, so the first one, the first nibbuti, known as tatenga nibbuti, temporary peace. Now tatenga means that when there is a peace or overcoming of defilements at the very moment of the practice. Namely, for instance, if you are practicing silasika, morality training, so long as you are able to sustain these moral virtues, not to pray, abstaining from what should be abstained, abstaining from wrongdoing by body and speech, the transgressive types of defilements have no chance of arising in your stream of consciousness. For instance, so long as you are taking the vows of precepts, five precepts, for ordinary, in ordinary sense, so long as you don't break the five precepts, you will be sustaining it, abstaining from physical and verbal wrongdoing, and with the momentum or the force of the practice of sila, you are said to be overcoming or having peace from defilements on a temporary basis. With sila, this is how you are realizing the tatenga nibbuti, temporary peace, overcoming the transgressive types of defilements, viteka makkhilesas. And in this way, as for the obsessive defilements, these cannot be overcome by the practice of sila, nor with the practice of wisdom. It can be overcome only with the practice of the concentration group, consisting of energy, mindfulness, and concentration. This will be discussed later. As for now, we are talking about sila, morality, by which we overcome these transgressive forms of defilements. And so long as we are able to sustain this moral virtue, abstaining from what we have seen, we are overcoming this vidyagama, vidyasas, transgressive forms of defilements. Thus, we are realizing temporary peace, tatenga nibbuti. Because the transgressive forms of defilements which can arise are substituted by this moral practice. So, this is for lay people, and as for all the monks, they observe the rules of conduct in their own right, abstaining from what should be abstained by body and speech, abstaining from wrongdoing by body and speech, with faith, so as not to break them, so long as they are able to sustain the rules of conduct. They are said to be overcoming the obsessive, the transgressive forms of defilements, vitekama kilesa. As much as they sustain this, these transgressive defilements have no chance of arising, they are said to be overcome. Hence, the tatenga nibbuti, temporary peace. This is how one realizes the Linga Nibbuti with the practice of moral conduct. And as for the practice of samadhi, concentration, to overcome or to realize the Linga Nibbuti, temporary peace, let us say if one undertakes the practice of concentration, either by means of samatha, tranquility meditation, or vipassana insight method, if you are able to activate your mindfulness on any object in a sustained manner, and with the activation of mindfulness, with the application of energy, that is a driving force to drive your noting mind to the object to be noted, which is known as viriya, energy, or right effort, or right energy, the defilements are not accepted. By not accepting them, you are said to be abandoning or overcoming these defilements. They have no chance of arising, and their path is said to be blocked from overcoming your mind. So long as you exert energy, and you are blocking the path to defilements. So you cannot be slack in your practice. You have to be energetic in every second of the practice, so that you're blocking the path to defilements, opening the way to wholesome deeds. And instead of these defilements or unwholesome deeds, you are said to be overcome, your mind is said to be occupied by bhavana kusala citta, consciousness, wholesome consciousness of mental development. So your stream of consciousness is protected so as not to allow the kilesas with the practice of mindfulness, which is the group which belongs to this samadhi group, concentration group. And with every mindfulness, you are said to be protecting your mind from defilements. And as you sustain your mindfulness and deepen your concentration, as the mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention, realizing this kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, the mind, the noting mind, is said to be activated on the object of attention, so that there's no distraction of the mind, no restlessness or remorse in your stream of consciousness, because the mind is concentrated. Mind is feeling peace, such as the Linga Nibbuti, with the practice of concentration. And as you watch, as you activate your mindfulness of arising in the body, not to miss man, with the practice of energy and mindfulness, your mind falls, the mind is concentrated, and kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, arises. These things are qualified as right energy, right mindfulness, and right concentration, which constitute the concentration group, samadhi khanda. At that moment, you are said to be overcoming or eradicating on a temporary basis pariyankarna kilesas, obsessive defilements, so that you are realizing the dhyana nibbuti, temporary peace, with the result of the practice of concentration group. As you practice this samadhi seka continuously, to concentrate your mind with the practice of samadhi seka, that is the concentration group made up of viryasati samadhi, energy, mindfulness and concentration, you are said to be practicing samatha, tranquility of calm, practice of the calm or tranquility practice. As is given in this expression, pachinika dhamme samadhi jiji samatho. Because the hindrances to progress, which are the opposing elements to bhavana mind, to the meditative mind, are calmed or tranquilized. It is known as samatha or samatha. Because of the practice of samadhi khanda, concentration group, all these opposing elements, pratipaka opposing elements such as
vachanika
dharmya, they are hindrances to progress, beginning with the hindrances of sense desire, kamachanda nivarana. In other words, wanting, desiring, desire of objects in ordinary sense, wishing to enjoy good sight, sound, and so on, and to enjoy better and better sight, sound, and all these sense impressions. So there are all these sense desire hindrances, kamachanda nivaranas, are said to be calmed or tranquilized at the moment of concentration. And then another hindrance to progress, namely vyabhada nivarana, that is the hindrances of ill will, or in a sense it is known as dosa, anger, or aversion. This hindrance also is said to be calmed with the practice of concentration group. And given the practice of concentration, there is no chance of thought and topa to arise in the stream of consciousness. There will be no such thing as lack of exhaustion, nor lack of exhaustion due to the practice of energy. You will wish to only exert that energy instead of just getting exhausted. Because the mind is said to be opened up, as because also the Chinese factor known as Viteka, the factor of aiming, is involved in it. Because of this aiming and energy, there's no such thing as slackness of practice. Instead, one is overcoming this thought and topa and be able to practice energetically, wakefully. Hence, this hindrance of sattva dopa has no chance of arising. It is said to be calm or tranquilized. And because the concentration is arising, because the mind is concentrated on the object of attention, in this case, pervading momentary concentration, kanika samadhi, the mind is not removed from the object of attention. Instead, it is sustained on the object. Hence, the restlessness and worry, which could happen if your mind is not concentrated, will not arise in you. They are known as udicca kokoccha. Because the mind is sustained on the attention, on the object of attention, there's no chance of this restlessness and worry to arise in the stream of consciousness. And in this way, there's also no chance of, at last, the hindrance, namely skeptical doubt, vijikecha, to arise in the stream of consciousness, because you are not feeling doubtful of the practice. Your mind is sustained on the object of attention, and thus this vijikecha, nivarana, the hindrance of skeptical doubt, is said to be calmed. In this way, you are calming these hindrances, hence the name samatha or tranquility practice. At every mindfulness, you are said to be calming. And if you are 10 times noting, if you are noting 10 times, you are calming 10 times. In 5 minutes, if you are able to do that, at the rate of 1 second, by tranquility, by calmness, you will be calming 300 times. And in 1 hour, 3,600 times, you will be achieving this Tadenga Nibbuti. You can You can understand this from your own personal experience. This is how one abstains from or overcomes this physical and verbal misbehaviors with the practice of Samadhi Kanda. And one has to build up the momentum of Bhavana Chitta, meditative mind. As when you analyze it, just one moment, a short moment of Bhavana Chitta, the meditative mind, will not be so strong, it will be weak and insignificant. However, if you are able to practice in such a way that your preceding noting mind is continuous with the succeeding noting mind, then you will be able to build up your meditative mind in a wonderful way, in a wonderful manner. A wonderful energy will arise, just like when you look at the individual threads or nylon fibers or threads, when they are combined together, intertwined into a string or linen, you can find out how strong they become. So if one is able to cultivate this mindfulness meticulously so that the noting mind is continuous, you'll be able to build up energy in a very wonderful manner, so that your meditation or practice will be able to build up momentum. And as the noting mind is going well, let us say you're able to continuously note for 1 minute, 2 minutes, or 3 minutes continuously, you'll be building up this momentary concentration, Kanika Samadhi, at the very moment of the practice of this concentration group, where this Vipassana Jhana, insight absorption, is involved. Jhana means the unification of the mind on a single object, such as Jhana. So here we are practicing Vipassana Jhana. That is when you are noting the arising object, beginning with rising and falling, as the main object, as they arise immediately, just like strike the iron while it is hot, you note it with the application of the power of aiming, first of all, together with the application of energy, so that the noting mind is sustained on the object of attention, which is known as vichara. So with vichara aiming, when mind is sustained, that is vichara, on the object of attention. So these two things go together, vichara and vichara, aiming and sustaining, so that the mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention. So here we are applying this vichara, the power of aiming, so that this power of aiming has the quality of connecting or associating or familiarizing the two things, namely the noting mind and the noted object, in this case the physical or mental natural phenomena, that is what you are noting. So this vichara aiming is connecting these two things, namely your noting mind and the natural phenomena which you are noting. And furthermore, your mind is energetic, wakeful and active, so that there's no china meda slotam topo. Sloth means slackening or withdrawing from your practice, not wishing to undertake the practice, that is sloth. And topo is even if you exhaust, very soon you feel exhausted. So these two things are overcome, the sloth and topo or china meda, will be overcome and will not have a chance to arise, because these two things tend to narrow down, so to speak, your mind, because you are practicing or cultivating vitakka, which is aiming. This has a tendency of opening up the mind, refreshing the mind, so that there's no chance of the shrinkage or withdrawal or getting exhausted. So, cinnameda, sot, and dobbo are just the reverse of this aiming, vitakka. And because you are aiming and sustaining, this sot and dobbo or sluggishness have no chance of arising in your stream of consciousness. And because you are aiming with energy, the nudi mind is sustained on the object of attention as though the nudi mind is rubbing. Excuse me, rubbing the object of attention, so that there will be no such thing as identification or conceptualization or intellectualization, because your mind, every mind, is sustained on the object of attention. And there will be no skeptical doubt, known as vichikicca, which is very important. So, in the beginning of the practice, these two things, sluggishness, which is sot and dobbo, and vichikicca, skeptical doubt, are very important. They are close enemies. So because the jhana, you are concentrating the mind with vipassana jhana, it is cultivating vitakka, which is the jhani factor, there's no chance of cinnameda, sot and dobbo, and skeptical doubt to arise in the stream of consciousness. This is very important, especially for the beginning yogis or the beginning of the practice, that you would not allow this sluggishness to enter your stream of consciousness. This sluggishness or sot and dobbo are set as close internal enemies for the beginning yogis. So that, so as not to allow these enemies, the Buddha has given this method, namely vitakka, aiming, in order to open up and refreshen or refreshes the mind, which is also a factor of absorption, jhana. So as not to allow this mind to become slack, to be slack, but to slacken and withdraw or lack of energy, and to congeal, the mind is said to be congealing or it's solidifying, like the butter. When you put the butter in the fridge, it solidifies into hard substance. So too, your mind becomes very hard and slimy, not being able to apply energy, and even not wishing to exert energy, and even if you exert energy, you very soon get exhausted. So in order that these things wouldn't happen to yogis, this ardent energy is very required. One is to be wakeful and active when one is undertaking the practice. So in the beginning, these two mental powers are very important, otherwise it will be a waste of time in the practice. Some yogis are found like that, because I have been interviewing them. And these two mental powers are very important. That is the vitakka and energy. Ardent energy and vitakka are very important. If they are very weak, then they will be just wasting time. It is necessary that we should be careful about that. So, if you're not careful, then they may be wasting time. They may be practicing 1 month or 2 months without any progress. Especially this ardent energy with application of ardent energy in noting the arisen object as it arises immediately, without any identification, conceptualization, or intellectualization. These skeptical doubts is very important. If they enter stream of consciousness, then they're going to upset the practice. If, for instance, if they want to try to reason out something which is beyond their reach, beyond the reach of their reasoning power, they will become doubtful. And such people are very difficult in the practice. And the Buddha even said that I cannot have such persons. So we have to be very careful about this. Because we are here, we are cultivating this Vipassana Jhana, that is aiming and energy virya, so that the mind holds calm and collected on object of attention, giving rise to sati samadhi. The sati samadhi, mindfulness and concentration will arise automatically. So in the beginning, you are building up this virya sati samadhi, which is concentration good. Momentum of this concentration, and so that it has built, you have built up momentum, it is proceeding with force, so that even if you miss sometimes for a few moments, kilesas will be overcome for that time being. You know, we are said to be distancing them or keeping them in abeyance, they are said to be overcome. Because you are building up momentum, although you are not, may not be noting at that time, these obsessive defilements, the yukhanakritas, are said to be overcome. You are said to be distancing them, giving them an abeyance because of this momentum. And in this case, you will come to understand the meaning of bhavana, mental development. Because you are free from vivaranas, hindrances to progress, you are cultivating your mind so that the mind, this cultivation, this practice is enlarged or multiplied and developed, such is known as bhavana, mental development. Then the mind becomes pristine, pure, with the practice of moral virtue, you are said to be behaving like a human being. You are human-like. And because you are able to concentrate your mind, you are said to be possessing the human mentality. And this, not only these, for instance, if you are practicing sila, you are said to be a human being. Not only this is beneficial for yourself, it is also beneficial for the society, which we shall discuss tomorrow.